Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. For eons, Sisters Rock sat undisturbed, but in 1893, S.H. Frank purchased the Natural Harbor Formation, located midway between Port Orford and Gold Beach, Oregon, for storing and shipping tan oak bark to his tannery in San Francisco. 10 years later, a non-organic tanning method eliminated the need for tan oak bark, and the abandoned port lay idle for half a century, until 1955, when the Souse Brothers Ocean Towing Company bought the property. The company rebuilt the dock for a short-term, fast-money scheme during a supplier strike to ship lumber north on barges for sale in Vancouver, BC. When the strike ended, Souse began quarrying rock from the site, running into opposition from conservation groups. In 1969, a little-known development called Sisters Rock Community drew up a feasibility report and topographic blueprints for a large-scale resort that also proved unviable. The site was quiet again for 18 years before it made headlines in 1987 when a marijuana smuggling vessel went aground, spewing 17,000 pounds of evidence onto the beach. In 2003, Oregon State Parks purchased 76 acres at Sisters Rock, securing the spectacular landmark as a public beach access. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. To share stories, visit asitwas.org.